This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, JT the Brick.
Welcome to the official Raider podcast. I'm your host, JT. Great to have you as we get ready for the Raiders' upcoming game this Sunday, October 12th, as the San Diego Chargers come to O.co Coliseum. A lot's changed since we last talked to you in London when Hall of Famer Howie Long joined us from the Raiders' practice facility. Obviously, after the Raiders lost the game to Miami at Wembley by a score of 38-14, Reggie McKenzie and owner Mark Davis relieved Dennis Allen of his head coaching duties, elevated Tony Sparano, the offensive line coach, to the position of head coach of the Silver and Black. Before we get going with this week's podcast, I wanted to make a couple of comments about Dennis Allen. I wish Dennis Allen and his family nothing but the best. He put his heart and soul into his job with his family and wanted to win desperately. I think it was obvious to everyone if the Raiders started off slow, let alone started off 0-4, his job would be on the line. But Dennis Allen cared about the Silver and Black, cared about the Raider Nation, tried hard to win, and this is a business. And flat out, it did not work out. So Tony Sparano gets this opportunity. He was a head coach with the Miami Dolphins. He brings a tremendous amount of experience to this position as head coach of the Raiders, and he has a lot to gain. I think it's important to say this, as rumors have been circulating for the last week and a half. What are the long-term visions of Reggie McKenzie, Mark Davis? Who will be the head coach of the Raiders long-term? The head coach right now is Tony Sparano, and he relishes this opportunity. The goal of every interim coach is to do a good job, to win more games than expected, and have an opportunity to get a contract extension and be the head coach next year. And Tony Sparano has that opportunity now. And if he didn't even get it with the Raiders, he'd be auditioning for a head coach somewhere else in this league. So a great opportunity for a football coach who I get a chance to watch closely down on the sidelines as he gets into the offensive line and he is engaged with the position that he's coaching. But now he brings a sense of urgency to the Raiders, and he's not here to make friends. He's here to work and earn the respect of everyone in the organization and win games. As he takes over for the Raiders, there's a lot to live up to with the great head coaches of the past who's been in this position before. I think he understands that. Here's Coach Sparano at his initial press conference.
Been part of those turnarounds before. I have the utmost confidence in our players here and our coaches here that we can get this thing turned around. I really do.
Also during that press conference, General Manager Reggie McKenzie addressed the media, and it's been a difficult time for the general manager. He took ownership of some of the problems, especially with the slow start for the Silver and Black.
A lot of it rides on me. I brought Dennis in to win championships here and to win, period. And that did not materialize. And the way the season began through these first four games, we had to make a change. That falls on me.
So both Reggie McKenzie and Tony Sparano know that the Raiders, they're judged by winning games. That's what Mark Davis looks at. The opportunity for this team to win big, and not be embarrassed as they're losing. And the Raiders get an opportunity to turn the season around against the San Diego Chargers. As we get into the Chargers this week, they're playing at a really high level. Phillip Rivers is the number one rated quarterback in the league when it comes to quarterback rating at 116.3. He's already thrown for 1,443 yards, 12 touchdowns, and only two interceptions. And for the Raiders, they're trying to clean up a lot of the problems they're having statistically. When it comes to rushing defense, they're ranked 31st in the league, giving up 158.3 yards per game. That's got to stop. The initial point of attack, the defensive tackles, and the linebackers have to do a better job at tackling, or every team is going to continue to run the ball. Raiders have pretty good stats when it comes to pass defense, but that's because teams continue to run because they haven't been able to slow down rushing attacks after the first four games. And the Raiders on offense are last in the NFL in total yards at 1,080. That's only 270 yards per game, 12.8 points per game. So the Raiders' offense has to get going, but I think it's going to start first and up front with a nasty defense. Getting back to Coach Sparano, earlier this week I had an opportunity to talk to Jimmy Cephalo, former wide receiver from the Miami Dolphins. He played in two Super Bowls for the Dolphins, and he is currently the play-by-play voice of Miami. I asked him about Coach Sperano, his days in Miami, and what the Raiders can expect.